A three-day pruning training workshop is being held at the Botanical Gardens in Kingstown as part of National Parks Awareness Month 2026. The workshop forms part of the Plant Rejuvenation for Climate Change Adaptation in the SRG Botanical Garden project, funded by the British High Commission Kingstown, which aims to strengthen climate resilience, rejuvenate plant species, and enhance visitor education within the garden. The opening ceremony commenced on Tuesday with a project overview delivered by Acting Director of the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Radhika Tanis.
The Plant Rejuvenation for Climate Change Adaptation project that is taking place between the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Botanical Garden is sponsored by and funded by the British High Commission Office in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The project was developed in response to increasing impact of climate change on the gardens, as we notice now going through a period of what we'd consider drought. It's rather dry. The landscape, you can see patches of brown, and even the trees and some of the seedlings within the nursery. In the absence of watering, you would notice the significant impact that the climate change and most of the extreme heat is having on these plants and other features of the gardens when it comes to plant management. Through this initiative, we are aiming to strengthen the resilience and sustainability of the gardens.
Acting Director of the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Radhika Tanis. Representatives of the British High Commission in Kingstown, Sion Samuel, highlighted the partnership between the British High Commission and its continued support for the climate change adaptation initiatives.
This project is just a part of the larger priority policy outcome of climate change. The United Kingdom remains committed to the fight against climate change, and as such, the United Kingdom has made a range of domestic and international commitments to tackle climate change. More relevant to today's proceedings, the UK has pledged £11.6 billion through the years 2021 to 2026 to help developing countries tackle climate change, and this includes funding for clean energy, adaptation, and resilience abroad. When the project funds were made available last year, the High Commission reached out to the National Parks Authority to engage and develop the project, which we just heard an overview of. The project was modeled in a way to address current problems to aid the garden in the fight against climate change.
Representative of the British High Commission in Kingstown, Sion Samuel. Superintendent of Rivers, Beaches and Recreation Sites, Stanley Walker, underscored the importance of protecting the environment.
We operate a number of sites throughout the state with a number of vegetation, trees in particular, that I want to mention. And these are recreational sites that we have. And it is important that we manage these trees at our sites. And having a limited amount of chainsaw operators, it is timely that we seek to build the capacity of more of our site attendants to become chainsaw operators, so that we can have a cadre of operators scattered throughout our sites to maintain our sites.
Superintendent of Rivers, Beaches and Recreation Sites, Stanley Walker. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.